أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون. وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له منكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The last ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh the a'mal of the whole of mankind. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about two nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Hazrat Harun and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And as we discussed, when we had begun the surah, that this surah is Al-Anbiya, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about these two Nabis, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim salatu wa salam. Also at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this revelation, the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem, and the attitude of the disbelievers, that they said that this was sihr. They said that this was magic, or this was sorcery. They said that this was the words and the fabrications of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They said that it was the dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, etc. So all those matters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses very, very briefly. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانِ. And certainly we had granted or given to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam al-Furqan. Al-Furqan means the criteria. That kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Torah, first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it to be, is the criteria. It sets the criteria of haqq, that is the truth and falsehood. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also differentiates between what is obedience and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the like manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiates a complete way of life that is acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a way of life that was not acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Torah, and that quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes the Quran Kareem with, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had these qualities of differentiation and the criteria set down in this kitab also, that is the Qur'an Kareem. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضِيَاءً, that it is a dhiya, and that means a light. A light that takes out people from the darknesses of kufr and shirk, takes out man from a life of sin and disobedience, and brings a man into life of virtue and into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the like manner, every aspect of man's life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mankind the light. Third is wadhikran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that kitab also as a means of advice from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised man that if you want success in this world, success in the hereafter, then simply follow the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously the Nabi of that particular time, and there it was Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. For who is all this? Lil muttaqeen. For those who have the quality of taqwa. From time to time we had been speaking about it. It is immaterial how we translate this word taqwa in English, whether we call it the consciousness of Allah, Allah consciousness, whether we call it piety, whether we call it the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it all means that we need to leave the life of disobedience and come into the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a very brief description of the muttaqeen, and this gives us a very clear idea of how a muttaqi should be, how a person that fears Allah, and what this quality of taqwa is. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who have the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, They have the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts. By and large, the commentators have explained what is the definition of the word khashiyat that comes in this ayat and the other ayats of the Quran. They say it is such an awe, a fear of Allah that is motivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when man loves something, one human being loves someone else, then obviously he has a certain amount of fear of hurting that person, earning the displeasure of that person. And this is how a believer is supposed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second aspect is respect. Respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honor Allah, ta'zeem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is fulfilling the laws and the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bil ghayb, obviously without seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this quality is supposed to come into insan, is supposed to come into man. The second aspect, وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ, that man is fearful of the day of Qiyamah, man is apprehensive of the day of Qiyamah. How is man going to be apprehensive of the day of Qiyamah? Man gains the reality of the day of Qiyamah. The reality of accountability on the day of Qiyamah. The day we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will have to account for our deeds. When that reality comes, then obviously together with that, that khashiyat or that fear of the day of Qiyamah will come into the hearts of man. So very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who the muttaqeen are and what is this quality of taqwa, the fear of Allah, the apprehension and the fear of the day of Qiyamah. Lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Qur'an. The topic had begun about the Qur'an al-Kareem at the beginning of the surah. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. The day they said it was a sihr, they said it was sorcery, they said different things about the Qur'an al-Kareem. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very simply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simplifies this Qur'an. And Allah says, وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا. That this is a dhikr, this is an advice. Mubarakun, that has been blessed. It is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that this Qur'an al-Kareem, whoever has it in their hearts, that heart is also blessed. Whoever recites this Qur'an, that tongue is also blessed. Whoever practices upon the Qur'an, that entire body is blessed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blessedness of the Qur'an, the blessedness also of those who follow this Qur'an, those who bring iman in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And then Allah says, anzalnahu. Whatever they said, it is the doings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala says, anzalnahu, we revealed it. أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the kuffar of Makkah, do you deny this Qur'an? Do you leave out this Qur'an? Do you deny that this is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I think from time to time, I myself and all of us need to ask the very same question, أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Do we also deny the laws of the Qur'an al-Kareem when it is convenient not to follow the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.